I am Central Coast attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, lawnews.tv.
Lindsay here from K. John's Jewelry Company. Today, we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for K. John's to create something deeply personal. Our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. K. John's is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own K. John's designs in the coming year.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, January 12th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
District Attorney Dan Dow responds to Minneapolis shooting on social media. Paso Robles City Library in Centennial Park to close for one day this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the upper 60s. It's 30 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. County District Attorney Dan Dow released several statements on social media in response to the Minneapolis shooting. On January 7th, 2026, Renee Nicole Good was shot and killed by a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agent as she allegedly attempted to drive away from ICE agents surrounding her vehicle. Disputes have arisen as to whether Renee was deliberately attempting to run over the agent with her vehicle. Dan Dow posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, "Let this tragedy be a loud and sobering reminder to all. Do not interfere, obstruct, or delay law enforcement in the performance of their duties. If you do, you put yourself squarely in danger. And never ever use force against a law enforcement officer. It may be the very last thing you ever do." Dan Dow also reposted a video of the incident, saying, quote, "If the story ended the other way around and the woman had killed the ICE agent, what would the narrative of the far left be?" The posts were made on Dow's personal X page, which says his statements are not endorsements. Three protests were held this weekend throughout San Luis Obispo County in response to the Minneapolis shooting. The demonstrations, called the Ice Out for Good Weekend of Action, were hosted by the Indivisible Slow Coalition. A candlelight vigil was held at the Atascadero Lake yesterday afternoon. A protest was held in San Luis Obispo Sunday morning, and another protest was held in Los Osos Saturday at noon at Los Osos Valley Road and South Bay Boulevard. Pass Ripple City Library in Centennial Park to close for one day this week. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blaze & Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze & Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The Paso Robles City Library in Centennial Park will be closed Thursday, January 15th. Centennial Park closures will affect the recreation meeting rooms, gymnasium, and customer service desk. All organized classes and meetings in the park's classrooms and gym are canceled on the day of the closure. The park's trails and outdoor sports courts will remain open during this time as well. The city library will resume its regular business hours Friday, January 16th. After-school programs for Centennial Park will resume regular schedules Tuesday, January 20th, following the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday on Monday, January 19th. The closure is for staff training, according to the city of Paso Robles. The Paso Robles City Council's next meeting will be held Wednesday, January 14th of this week. The rescheduling is due to the Planning Commission meeting being held from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. Burn permits are now available for the city of Atascadero. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services officially announced the fire hazard reduction burn season officially opens today. As a reminder to potential burners from the fire department, whether a burn on a day is permissive or not changes each day and is determined by the California Air Resources Control Board. The fire department will determine burn status before 8 a.m. each day, and burning will never be allowed within the city. The fire department will post burn statuses to an app called Before You Burn and will update the notice if burn conditions change. Burn permits are available at beforeyouburn.com. The County Elections Office has laid out a timeline for key events and dates in the 2026 election. The statewide direct primary election will be held June 2nd, and the general election will be held November 3rd. Any candidates interested in running for statewide office or in one of the nonpartisan local offices on the June ballot must follow guidelines on the Clerk Recorder's website. Official candidate filing period will be held February 9th through March 6th. For voters, all registered voters will be mailed a ballot for the June primary by May 4th. Before ballots are mailed out, the Clerk Recorder's office encourages voters to confirm their information. Voters can check their registration status at myvoterstatus.sos.ca.gov. The Clerk Recorder's office encourages any voters with questions about the voting experience to contact them. In sports, for the NFL, on Saturday, the Rams beat the Panthers 34-31, the Bears over the Packers 31-27. Yesterday, the Bills beat the Jaguars 27-24, the 49ers over the Eagles 23-19, the Patriots beat the Chargers 16-3. Tonight, the Texans will face the Steelers. In the NBA, yesterday the Hawks over the Warriors 124-111, the Kings beat the Rockets 111-98, the Suns over the Wizards 112-93, the Thunder beat the Heat 124-112. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Hornets, the Lakers will go against the Kings, the Nets will face the Mavericks, and the Jazz will go against the Cavaliers. In California news, trials began on Friday for five current and one former Stanford University students for their pro-Palestinian protests in 2024. The students occupied the university president's offices for several hours on June 5th. Drivers for Lyft and Uber held a protest in San Francisco on Friday, calling for stricter regulations for self-driven and autonomous vehicles. The protesters say that lawmakers need to hold the companies for these vehicles to higher standards, saying they should be removed from streets until safety concerns are addressed. Protesters gathered in downtown Los Angeles on Sunday in support of Iranian people. During this protest, a U-Haul box truck attempted to drive through a crowd of marching protesters, hitting one person. The protesters chased after the truck, shattering a window and side mirrors before police attempted to disperse the crowd. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California News. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
It's the time of the year that we reflect on how quickly the days, months, and years fly by. It's the end of one new year and the beginning of a new one. We think about the resolutions we made, the ones we kept, and the ones we didn't. Well, as the new year begins, it's time to clean the slate and resolve again. Well, here at Davis Body Shop, our New Year's resolutions haven't changed in over 50 years. And that's why we're still here, while others have come and gone. You see, our New Year's resolutions are simple. Being honest and fair, giving you the best value, and making sure your experience is a pleasant one. Oh, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee? That says it all. Happy New Year from the Davis family. Davis Body Shops on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. According to the most recent USDA Agricultural Trade Outlook Report, it shows a reduction in projected ag trade deficit that, according to Luke Lindberg, USDA Trade and Foreign Affairs Undersecretary.
Those numbers came in at $41.5 billion. So we shaved $8.5 billion off of the forecasted trade deficit in 2025 and are now forecasting that number to drop down to $37 billion for 2026.
Lindberg says the goal is to reach an ag trade surplus. Thus, the focus is implementation of trade deals and fostering buyer-seller relationships.
We talk a lot about trade agreements. We talk a lot about market access, and those are important to getting deals done. And deals, to me, are what I think the average farmer thinks about, which is, am I selling my crop? Do I have a market to sell into? Are people buying what I'm producing? And to me, that is the mark of success, is when you get those signed sales contracts that actually pay the bills, that come back to farmers and give them the money back in their pockets. The trade deals are an important component in my vision of what trade looks like. On the front end, you've got getting a better deal done and the trade deals, big picture, sort of with countries. But in 2026, our focus is going to be on the buyer-seller relationships, which is the second part of a good trade practice.
Luke Lindberg with the USDA.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you. For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecued tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
At Good Neighbors Electric, they're more than just electricians. They're your neighbors. Whether it's a small repair or a big project, from home inspections and panel upgrades to full electrical rebuilds, their licensed pros show up on time and do the job right. Good Neighbors Electric, locally owned, family operated, and proud to serve our community with honesty, skill, and a smile. Good Neighbors Electric. Call 805-610-5530 or visit goodneighborselectric.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. New research by the U.S. Geological Survey found that Central Valley rice farmers who flooded their fields after harvest provided winter habitat for more than 50 different species of water birds from 2021 to 2023. The research, which evaluated fields enrolled in the California Winter Rice Habitat Incentive Program, also identified the ways the program could maximize its habitat benefits for birds. USGS biologists found that water depth consistently determined which bird species were attracted to which rice fields, with shallow depths reaching a greater abundance of shorebirds, wading birds, and geese, and deeper water seeing more dabbling ducks. The researchers also found that fields saw the highest density of birds about 8 days after the onset of post-harvest flooding. Prioritizing rice fields that could be flooded early in the enrollment period, when fewer alternative flooded habitats are available in the Central Valley, could increase bird use of rice fields enrolled in the California Winter Rice Habitat Incentive Program, the researchers said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows right around 32, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 70s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Wednesday through Friday, mostly sunny this weekend and Monday as well. Low 70s Wednesday to Friday and into the weekend, 72 a week from today. Currently, it is 29 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened lower. The Dow is seeing the largest losses. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the Justice Department is conducting a criminal probe into his testimony to Congress over renovations to the Fed buildings. President Trump says he doesn't know about Justice Department subpoenas, and any criminal investigation would not be related to disagreements on interest rates. Also, Fox's Edward Lawrence is reporting President Trump will interview BlackRock executive Rick Rieder to possibly be the next chairman of the Federal Reserve. Gold jumped to a new record today, priced over $4,600. And Dina Powell McCormick, a former Meta Platforms board member and former Republican official, will be Meta's new president and vice chair. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
New Year's resolutions sound great on January 1st, but January 10th, not so much. This year, there's one resolution worth keeping: getting your finances in order. For many people, that starts with balance. Not just growth, but protection too. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. For over a decade, they've made it easy for investors to add gold and silver to their portfolios and reduce market risk. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
New year, new keys? Look, if I'm making resolutions, win more money is absolutely on the list. Every Thursday in January from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., three winners every hour can win Tachi Cash or cash. Then at 8 p.m., one lucky winner scores a prize and $5,000 in cash. So yeah, drink more water is cool, but new gear and $5,000 feels like a real new year upgrade. It's keys and cash only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Bovino Vineyards is entering 2026 with a grand adventure, the Hunt and Gather Winemakers Dinner, Saturday, January 24th at 5 p.m. The Hunt and Gather menu will feature wild game by land, by sea, and by air, venison, halibut, and goose, $175 per person, and only 20 seats available. So make your reservations now and begin the grand adventure of 2026. Call Bovino Vineyards or go to bovinovineyards.com.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL, to join us on the Monday edition here on The Right Choice.
Just off of the beaten path, a little dot on a state road map, that's where I was born and where I'll die. Things move at a slower pace, nobody's in the rat race, and these days that's a special way of life.
KPRL,
where they know you by name and treat you like family.
KPRL,
a man's good word and a handshake are all you need. Folks know
The Morning Exchange.
Coming up this afternoon, Mr. Mike Cousin will be in along with Rick Smith, the ARP tax Paso Robles, all the essential things that you need to be aware of, and they'll help you out. You'll find out everything you need to know this afternoon. Then Susanna's working on a guest in the 1 o'clock hour, all here on The Right Choice. All right, speaking of taxes, this is, again, something you got to keep an eye on because it could be happening here in the fine state of California. And this is the billionaire tax. The billionaire tax. Venture capitalists are warning Californians that this proposed billionaire tax is accelerating an exodus of the ultra-wealthy residents. And it will worsen and not solve the state's budget deficit. And this is, again, what is the proposal. And they have laws. The state of California has lost recently, since this proposal came up X amount of weeks or months ago, they have lost $2 trillion of billionaire wealth. 50% of that wealth has left, taking their income tax revenue, sales tax revenue, real estate tax revenue, and all their staffs, and that's salaries and income taxes with them. This is what venture capitalists, many of them in the Silicon Valley, have said. And this measure is under consideration for the November statewide ballot. And it could trigger a even larger exodus of the capital or the billionaires here in the state. California has long depended on first it was millionaires, now it's billionaires, among the largest in the nation to help fund the state budget. And these people were reliable taxpayers. And so now, since it is the push and the governor and the state legislators can't manage money, they're looking for more and more resources to get that money from. So this could backfire on them. But the issue is, okay, if it backfires, and more than likely it will, who gets hit? Well, that's the middle class. Now, this initiative is backed by the Service Employees International Union, United Healthcare Workers West, and this, what it would do, it would impose, supposedly, a one-time 5% tax on the assets of Californian residents worth more than $1 billion. This is not an income tax, straight. And, of course, the supporters say it could help help the budget here in California. They don't say about tightening the budget or looking at probably, which the Trump administration will be doing, at all the fraud in California. And, of course, Newsom is saying, well, there's nothing to be panicked about. Nothing to be panicked about. Well, will it be a one-time tax? Sounds more like illegal confiscation of one's asset by the state government. Is that even constitutional? So, again, we'll see how the wording comes up in this and the amount of money that could be spent on this. And the question would remain, as it has for decades, have politicians, or in particular Democrats, ever found a tax they didn't like or that they couldn't find a way to tax more people? This is pretty big when you have that amount of money leaving the state, $2 trillion already. So just, again, something to keep an eye out for. Also, we have this AI discussion that children's advocates, they want more initiatives to protect kids from these chatbots. And they create, all these new images and, a lot of stuff that for many people, it's a positive. However, parents, child advocate group, they want government to stick their nose in it more, to advance a ballot measure that would amend California's constitution in order to protect kids from companion chatbot online. And this has to do with placing a competing initiative before voters, each stipulating that a yes would be a win, and it's the existing law, while the common sense measure included new bans on what AI systems children could access. Okay, Chris, I always have to go to you on this. I know that there's software out there to be able to keep kids, so-called, off of different sites.
Yeah, there is.
Is it possible to completely eliminate it?
I don't want to say no, because that implies that implies a degree of certainty in me. And you know what? I'm not 100% certain. So I'll just say unlikely.
Okay. Now, this, it would put... They want to stop the manipulation through emotional dependency, by preventing AI systems from promoting isolation from family or friends and stimulating relationships or all these other things. And I guess I tend to put things in too simplistic. Parents need a law to help them parent. I know the technology... we didn't grow up in it, but this is, boy, you're asking the government to continue to come in and protect your kid because of whatever. Hi, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I would I'd like to talk about a discussion I heard last week about the state laws against the immigration and or the cooperation with federal law enforcement, and how it's a state law and they're handcuffed, their hands held behind their back on doing anything. And when does it become where the states go against the Constitution? Because the Constitution, they take an oath, right, to sheriff to defend the Constitution. And if they get enough sheriffs to cooperate, they sue us. And if we're violating the state law, we're going with the federal law, which is, establish justice and ensure domestic tranquility, provide the common defense and just promote the general welfare. And it doesn't look like that's happening in some cities. And I'm just confused on why we can't do more to, stand up to the state. I mean, like the state, the governor stands up to the president. So why can't our county stand up to the government, the California?
You're referring to the interview that Sheriff Parkinson had last week?
Correct.
Yeah, I found that interesting. I hadn't thought about it from your angle, because they swear also the oath to the Constitution of California. Now, again, I'm just guessing here that part of it may be because of the threat of funds being taken away. We've seen that in school districts, because there's a discrepancy with some federal mandates and what California says is okay for boys to be undressing in girls' locker rooms. Now, some school districts have fought it, and others are afraid of the money being taken away.
The federal funds through the state.
There's also the federal funds as well, but that's what I don't know what I think the total could be in Paso Robles would be $5 million, but I don't know if that's totally from just the state and the feds combined.
Yeah. You would think the feds could figure something out and go, well, hey, if you're aligned with us, we'll fund you. Get, the state funds. But who knows? I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but you would think that, the federal government, it controls our naturalizations and the border and the general rights. And if they're willing to give these general rights to illegals that aren't here, then they should also be, able to coordinate with the federal law enforcement to, ensure domestic tranquility.
There's all I think if I remember the conversation that they can, if it's an egregious offense. I don't know the classification, but let's just say rape or other types of crime of that nature. I think that's when they can notify ICE.
That's the California law.
Yeah, I think that's part of the California law. Here's something to throw out, though. Why did Californians let this get so let it go so far?
Yeah, they're brainwashed. I mean, it's that simple. They just regurgitate what they hear on the social media and the.
Well, okay, so. California taxpayers pay over $20 billion that go to people that are not citizens of this country. I've wondered for years how that is even legal, that my money can be taken and given to somebody who's a non-citizen.
Yeah, according to the it's not. You know, we're supposed to promote the general welfare. Well, that is going against the promotion of general welfare if you single out a particular group of people over the rest of the population. You're not promoting general welfare.
Well, it's not a problem for me, but I, you know, with the words, the welfare, there will people that will twist that. Well, the general welfare means anybody who's here in California and making a living, regardless of what their status is.
Well, it means the government's duty to ensure the health, happiness, and prosperity of the nation and all its people, acting for the common good rather than just specific groups, covering broad areas like public health, safety, education, infrastructure through taxes and spending.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think part of what you alluded to was that we're not paying enough attention, and we're not being educated enough either.
Yes, for sure.
On this. This is a huge problem that we have seen adding and adding and adding up over the last, particularly, 8 to 10 years? Particularly with the amount of money. And, you know, we've seen the results, the effects that it's had on our medical or the hospitals and also within the schools.
Yeah. Yeah, you're correct.
Do you think in California it can be changed?
No, not peacefully, I don't think. I think it's going to, I don't know, I hate to say it, but within the next 10 years, we're going to have some sort of a, I don't know, it's going to have to hit rock bottom before you snap out of it. And it seems like, and it's not just the lawmakers, they're being influenced by foreign money, and it's foreign money that's causing chaos. And that's what we have to, I think we got to handle that and then get back to the domestic lawmakers. But I think that's more important. It's the Chinese and the Iranians and all that money that's corrupting.
Well, yeah, there's that, and that I think that there's a brighter light that's being shined on that. But the other thing is, Americans historically have never paid much attention to a lot of things outside the United States. We're too self-consumed with the United States, and we think all these other countries, Russia, Iran, and China, as you alluded to, are, you know, just fine.
Yeah. Well, until we get attacked and, you know, we lose our, you know, our electric system goes down and, you know, water source gets hit and other things that start happening that, you know, but then, you know, it's a frog that's already in the pot of boiling water.
Well, you know, attacked. Okay. We had, you know, obviously the Pearl Harbor, but nobody's really left from that generation. So Americans have had it pretty fat and rich for 80 years. And we have no idea what it would be like living somewhere else. I'm assuming that you probably have met people who have went to other countries for various reasons, but particular those who did, like mission work. And every single one of them will tell you on how spoiled we are here in the United States, that we have no idea what it's like around the world.
Yeah. It's like in Minnesota or Minneapolis right now. That's how it is. It's they're importing it here. We are being attacked, whether, you know, we can admit it or not, it's everywhere. All these protesters, demonstrations, they're not peacefully like patriots. They're outer influence, and they're causing chaos. So you can call it a protest. You can call it an attack, but it's an attack on our national sovereignty and our tranquility, domestic tranquility.
Well, when you look at particular cities, you know, again, in recent years, such as Minneapolis, Portland, and Seattle, and a couple of others that have been, you know, parts of their cities have been burned down. And that includes federal buildings, that includes law enforcement cars and so forth. We've all seen the videos. One of my questions keeps coming up is, why are none of these people prosecuted? I haven't heard, I haven't seen any of them. And why is it happening primarily in cities run by Democrats?
Yeah, I don't get it. The judges and the prosecutors, they're biased. I mean, Trump, he can't do anything without a judge going, no, can't do that. How come we didn't have our judges, you know, or conservative judges, and stop Biden or Obama? I mean, I just, it's kind of mind-boggling when you think about it. It's all these activist lawyers, they got put into a judge, yep, and they're, it's like that guy that threw a sandwich at officers, I forget, I think it was in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to indict him.
Well, okay. All right, you're on the right track, because that goes to a bigger issue of, We need to, well, you know, so, well, it was just a sandwich, no big deal. No, you start, as soon as somebody pulls that, you send a message. You're not going to pull this. I don't give a damn if it was a bologna sandwich or a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You're going to pay for the crime.
Yeah, there's always a joke. You can indict a ham sandwich. I guess not anymore.
Apparently not. Well, sir, it is frustrating, but we have people out there that are wanting to fight.
Stop. We can't stop. Yeah, we got to keep shouting it.
Yep, you're so right. And thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The county district attorney, Dan Dow, released several statements on social media in response to the Minneapolis shooting. Dow's statements were made on X, formerly known as Twitter, saying, quote, "Never ever use force against a law enforcement officer. It may be the very last thing you do." The posts were made on Dow's personal X page, which says statements made are not endorsements. Burn permits are now available for the city of Atascadero. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services officially announced the hazard burn reduction season officially opened today. Burn statuses will be determined before 8 a.m. on each day and will never be allowed within the city. Burn permits and information are all available at beforeyouburn.com. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 30 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Markets launched the week feeling uneasy, with Fed Chair Jerome Powell posting a video fighting the Justice Department probe into him for the lavish renovation at the Fed, $2.4 billion. Powell claims political prosecution because President Trump doesn't like the high interest rates under Powell.
This is about whether the Fed will be able to continue to set interest rates based on evidence and economic conditions, or whether instead monetary policy will be directed by political pressure or intimidation.
President Trump says he didn't know about the probe. He's watching Iran's collapsing regime, says Iran called to negotiate, but that he may have to act before the meeting in response to reports that Iranian troops killed hundreds of protesters. And the movie about the deep political battle in America, one battle after another, takes home 4 Golden Globe Awards. Top TV show, The Pitt, about life in the ER. America's listening to Fox News.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered, and they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded, 805-674-1383.
Chris Stapleton, live in concert. July 14th, 7:30 p.m. at the California Mid-State Fair with special guest Molly Tuttle.
I'm gonna love you till the wheels fall off.
Don't miss Chris Stapleton, live in concert. On sale Friday, January 16th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. A special pre-fair concert presented by the California Mid-State Fair.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Enjoy the day. Upper 60s, lots of sunshine. Abundant sunshine, it says here. Clear tonight, overnight lows. Still a little cold, low 30s. And then we'll hit 70 degrees, mostly sunny on your Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, all between 70 and 73, maybe 74 degrees. So there you go. And those overnight lows, by the end of the week, they'll be in the low 40s. All right. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down, 7:13 a.m., 5:10 p.m. It's, time to get on the suntan lotion. It's 31 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Moving right along here on your Monday edition, just about 8 minutes away from 8.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by the Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at a reasonable price. All right, it's coming up, and they got it in early. The North San Luis Obispo County Concert Association, Maud Hickson, that's the concert, Sunday the 25th at 3 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church, $30 at the door. Season tickets will be prorated and members are prepaid, and you'll enjoy this outstanding from the classic Great American Songbook, all right, and often unsung or forgotten compositions, they will be rediscovered that Sunday, so get ready for it. It is the 25th at the Trinity Lutheran Church. It all begins at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. So enjoy that. All right. It says for immediate release. Okay. City of Atascadero and the Central Coast Zoo are excited to announce that the weekend vending opportunity is now open for local food vendors. And beginning June 20th through the end of September, vendors can sign up and sell their menu items through this program at the entrance of the Central Coast Zoo at Atascadero Lake Park every Saturday and Sunday from 12 till 4. And it's offered to designed to offer unique food options to zoo visitors and parkgoers. And you can get on the city website from Atascadero. Very easy to navigate and find out what you need to do. All right. Okay, Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Okay, just about a month away from VD Day, Valentine's Day for those. Okay, let's see here. I'm on the wrong page. Why am I looking at Thursdays? Okay, here we go. Oh, a long list here. Okay, leading off, we have Stacy Ralston, Alfredo Guerrero, Becky Willis, Bunny Chung, Paul Kervulka, close enough, Allison Case, Julian Sispe, James Allen Grogan, Francisco Mora. Let's see. Also, we have Patrick Kraut, Carl Hansen, Frank Rialea, Jack Jacobs, Dan Parsley. We have, it just says, drummer Nicolay. That's what it says here. I'm just reading it. And Dick and Gene Hoffman. Those are your local celebrities, as they should be treated. Do what you need to do. On my right-hand side, the philosopher Edmund Burke, 1797. Jack London, the author, 1876, 1916. This guy was he's funny. The comedian Joey Lewis, 1902, 1971. Country singer Tex Ritter, 1905, 1974. Patsy Kelly, the actress, 1910, 1981. Oh, man. One of the best. Yep. Mr. Ray Price, 1927, 2013. You've heard of Tim Hortons Steakhouse. Well, he was also a pretty good hockey player. He's born in 1930, killed in a car crash in 1974. Baby, the rain must fall. Glenn Yarborough, 1930, 2016. The Amazing Kreskin, the psychic, 1935, 2024. From the Oak Ridge Boys, William Lee Golden, 1939. One of the first picks in the 1964 draft, I think. Tucker Fredrickson, running back out of Auburn, 1943. Smoking Joe Frazier, 1944, 2011. Cynthia Robinson from Sly and the Family Stone, 1946, 2015. Also, we have Christy Alley, 1951, 2022. The best ever on radio, well, next to Wolfman Jack, Rush Limbaugh, 1951, 2021. You Cowboy fans remember Drew Pearson, 1951, played high school ball with Joe Theismann. Country singer Ricky Van Shelton, 1952. Howard Stern, 1954. Onward we go. Let's see here. The voice of Barney on that thing, 1959. A spectacular basketball player, but it goes under my category. Spectacular does not make you great. Dominique Wilkins, 1960. Onward we go. Who else? Let's see here. Rachel Harris, the actress and comedian, 1968. How did Shane Dronach? He was a decent quarterback at Texas. Make this list. I have no idea. And let's see here. That's it. Yeah, that's it. That's all I have today. All right, on my right-hand side, people who went, they gone. Vasco Nunez del Balboa, 1519. He was beheaded. All right, explore. Bill Haynes, the Ballad of Davy Crockett, but he was on Days of Our Lives for, what, 30-something years? He died in 2024. Robbie Bachman of Bachman Erner, whatever it was called, 2023. Lisa Marie Presley, 2023. Maurice Gibb of the Bee Gees, 2003. Mark Davis, he was the designer of many Disney characters, including Snow White and others. He died in 2000. Key Luke, Charlie Chan's number one son, 1991. Agatha Christie, 1976. And I believe that is it. Yes, that is it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Okay, he began singing, with all due respect to Rush Limbaugh, though. He couldn't sing like Ray Price could, although he tried. Let's see here. He was attending North Texas Agricultural College. He wanted to be a veterinarian in big animals. But World War II came, and then after the war in college, he was considered too small to work with large cattle and horses. So he did, well, I think I'll start singing. And he became one of the greatest country singers of all time. As a matter of fact, one time he took over after Hank Williams died of the Drifting Cowboys band. Him and Hank had the, shall we say, like to do a couple of the same things together. Anyway, the amazing Ray Price goes to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Paso Robles City Council's regular meeting will be held Wednesday, January 14th this week. The rescheduling is due to the Planning Commission meeting being held on Tuesday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. Protests were held in San Luis Obispo County throughout this weekend in response to the Minneapolis shooting. Demonstrations were held by the Indivisible Slow Coalition. A candlelight vigil was held in Atascadero late yesterday afternoon, a protest in San Luis Obispo, and one in Los Osos on Saturday. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 32 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
He eventually settled back in East Texas where he's from, and he had cattle and horses and game fowl and so forth and so on, so he never lost his love for that, the animal thing. But He was fighting pancreatic cancer, and unfortunately, Ray Price died in Mountain Pleasant, Texas, December 16th, 2013. He was 87 years old. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.